Praise be to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of our Master Muhammad and protect his Muslim nation from that which he fears for them. I ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to grant us the sincere intentions. Some of the miracles of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While the Prophet lived in both Mecca and Medina, his followers and the blasphemers were witnessing magnificent miracles which Allah bestowed on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah bestowed miracles on all the prophets, showing the people that the prophets are true in their claim of prophethood. Prophet Muhammad's miracles are many. Imam al-Shafi'i said, "For every miracle Allah gave to the other prophets, he gave Muhammad one miracle like it or greater than it." Among these miracles are the Qur'an. The greatest miracle which Allah gave to the Prophet is the Qur'an. It proves the truthfulness of the Prophet. If both the humans and jinn were to try to come up with something like the Qur'an, they would not be able to do so. Allah narrates in the Qur'an many events of the past that of which the Prophet did not know, and events to happen in the future which did happen. Also among these miracles, splitting the moon. The blasphemers of Mecca asked the Prophet to show them a miracle. Thus, he pointed to the moon and it split into two halves. Both people who were inside and outside of Mecca saw this split. Those who saw it and did not want to believe said in their arrogance and ignorance that Muhammad had bewitched them. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Also among these miracles is curing Qatada's eye after it was pulled out. Al-Bayhaqi narrated from the route of Qatada, the son of An-Nu'man, that Qatada's eye was injured on the day of Badr. Qatada's eyeball was left resting on his cheek. Some wanted to cut his eye out. However, they asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whether they should do so. The Prophet said no. The Prophet called Qatada over and pressed his eye with his palm to its socket, and his eye was cured. Later, Qatada himself could not tell which of his two eyes had been injured. Subhanallah. Also, among these miracles is the food that mentioned Allah's name in the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Bukhari mentioned from the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud that he said, "We were eating with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we could hear the food saying, 'Subhanallah, Subhanallah.'" Also among these miracles is the water that sprang from between his fingers sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once given a container of water which did not cover all of his fingers. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his honored hand in the container, water started springing from between his fingers. Then all the people, about 1,500, who were present, made wudu and drank from this water. Al-Bukhari and Muslim narrated from the route of Jabir that he said, "People were thirsty on the day of Hudaybiyah, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a bowl of water from which he was making wudu. The people started coming towards him and he asked, 'What is wrong?' They said, 'O Prophet of Allah, we do not have any water to make wudu or drink from except that which you now hold.' The Prophet placed his hand in the bowl and the water flowed out from between his fingers as if springs were there. We drank and made wudu." Jabir was asked later, "How many were you?" He said, "If we had been 100,000, it would have been enough, but we were 1,500. Dear brothers and sisters, these are just a very small number of the thousands of miracles Allah gave to Prophet Muhammad. May Allah greatly bless his honorable self. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَسَلَّمَ تَسْلِيمًا كَثِيرًا